From KALW San Francisco, it's Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. Heard every Sunday night from 7 to 8 o'clock at 91.7 FM in the Bay Area and all around the globe on KALW.org. Our expert panelists tonight, moderator Dana Rodriguez, author Gerald Nachman, and Diablo Valley College instructor Lori Fisher are here to take your calls. So grab your pencils and paper, sharpen your wits, and get ready to call in and try to stump the panel with your questions and to answer theirs. The call-in number is 415-841-4134. And now your host and moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Eric. Where did that clip come from that we played about the becoming a woman? That was very amusing.
It's the Herd Here thing next Friday night, but I don't know where it's from.
Okay.
It's from Bye Bye Birdie.
Is it from Bye Bye Birdie? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
All right. Now we know. All right. Good. You see, already we've segued into the show.
I should get a bell for that.
That could have been a trivia question.
And welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a very pleasant weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is, was, and always shall be an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are encouraging your participation in every way possible. Excuse me. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Our lines are open right now, or mostly open. Give us a call as soon as you can. It's a great time to get on the show. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded at the end, so give us a call as soon as you can. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So our email address, if you would like that, is mindsovermatter. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show, it is possible to listen to it anywhere in the known world simply by owning a computer. And you can just go to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like to hear the podcast of this show or some of our older shows, you can do that also by going to kalw.org. So with all that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Jerry Nachman thinks it's a bad idea for gays and lesbians to marry. It could cause big problems. Much better that gays marry gays and lesbians marry lesbians. Okay.
You want to try that again?
Oh, no. It doesn't merit another try.
I don't know.
It's very complicated.
Well, having accomplished the mathematically impossible feat of having precisely zero teams in the Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, or the Terminal 2, Lori Fisher can now turn his full attention to his actual full-time job, fact-checker and personal trainer for the Minds Over Matter staff.
Good luck.
That's a good job. Now that Jesus came out and failed to see his shadow on Easter, our moderator Dana Rodriguez expects many more weeks of spring.
You're going to hear about that one, aren't you?
Lots of calls on that one.
And no disrespect intended to anybody.
None taken.
And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. only two countries besides the U.S. have a constitutional right to bear arms. What are they? You got to get them both for a bill.
Oh no.
No, that's
too hard.
That's too hard.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
really?
It is.
Well,
we're not going to get either of them.
Well, I know it's not a communist country because the communist countries never don't want anybody to have arms.
Right.
I think one of the countries is Switzerland.
You think wrong.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because everybody's required to be in... Every citizen's required basically to be in a militia if they don't have a real army.
I think that would be being with its neutral history. I think that would be the
no,
last,
but every citizen is part of a citizen's militia.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
Well, no, it's not it.
This is their constitution gives individuals.
It's
the
in
right
their constitution.
Guns.
Yeah.
How about Israel?
No,
it's good
not
too.
Impossible.
Yeah.
I thought you might knock this one off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good going.
Well, how about this? Are these Western countries or?
I'm not telling you.
All right. Okay. Why don't you repeat the question?
Only two countries besides the United States have a constitutional right to bear arms. What are they?
I'm going to give you another guess. How about Australia?
No.
All right. And Lori, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Well, I'd like to do questions with a lot of erudition. And Susan Schweik, I thank for this question, which is all about
lyrics to songs that have nonsense syllables in them. So these are all about nonsense things, kind of like the do-wah-diddy-diddy and ooh-blah-dee-ooh-blah-da. So this is what it's about. I have a few questions.
Mersey jokes.
Yeah, kind of like that. So what phrase, so all of these either have nonsense in the answer or in the question. So what phrase follows these lyrics? Eskimos up in Iceland, they've made their own paradise land. Singing. That's number one. The second one is, what three nonsense of lines can you come up with that are in Cab Calloway's Minnie the Moocher? Okay. So the third one is, the Jetsons TV show, there's a song that they sing called Jet Screamer that was later recorded by a pop group. It's full of, oops, I'm getting a note here. What are the nonsense lyrics to that? I'll get a note on this. And the last one is, oh, it's by Jet Screamer. I'm sorry. And the Jetsons had a song by Jet Screamer. What are the nonsense lyrics to that? And then there's a famous song back in the 30s, in the 40s, recorded by Frank Sinatra and Dinah Shore called Chicory Chick. Oh, I thought you guys would know this one. Mm-hmm.
Do the first one again.
Yeah, the first one is Eskimos up in Iceland. They've made their own paradise land sing.
Ink-a-dink-a-dink.
Yes.
Ka-dink-a-doo.
Very nice. Give yourself a bell. That's good.
Well, I know one line from the Minnie the Moocher.
Yeah.
She's a low-down hoochie-coocher.
Okay. That's all I have. Okay.
That's good enough?
No, I'll give him a bell for that.
Okay.
That's one. So there's three others.
No, you want the scat chorus,
I want
don't
the scat
you?
Chorus. Yes.
Heidi, 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 ho.
Oh, that's Heidi, that. Yeah,
that's one.
I knew that.
Oh. Okay, there's two more in there, at least.
All right.
The whole song is mostly that.
And people might call in. Yeah. People can call in and sing them.
And what was the other?
Then there's the Jetsons TV show sung by Jet Streamer. What's the name of the Jet Screamer? Sorry.
No.
What are the nonsense verses of that? And then the Chicory Chick. People who know that will.
I know
be
the Chicory Chick.
Chiri Chiri or something.
Very close.
Chicory Chick.
Yeah.
Chirum Chiri.
It's kind of like Chim Chimmer. It's close to that. That's not it. All right. So we're looking for Minnie the Moocher, the Jetson song, and Chicory Chick.
That's when Mitch Miller was giving Sinatra the songs that they made him do all these little novelty things, which he hated.
The barking dog song?
Yeah, yeah. Mama Don't Bark.
Mama Don't Bark.
A classic.
Mama Will Bark.
Okay. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Gareth from Union City.
Hello.
Is that Jetson song you were talking about? E-4-I-5 means I love you?
Excellent. That's really good. He got the Jetson song. And do you know what modern pop group covered it?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, somebody else will.
Got a couple questions.
Okay.
Let's see. What's my first one? Yeah, you were talking about the Ten Commandments last week. You know, somebody was mentioning Olive Deering. She has another connection to the film. You know what it was?
Olive Deering?
Yeah, she played Miriam, but she has another connection to the film. You know what it was?
Is this an actress?
Yes.
Yeah.
She has another connection to the film. Was she in the 25 version of it?
No, she was in that remake version you hate so much.
I know. Well, I don't hate it. I just don't like it.
Dana doesn't hate.
I don't hate. So she was not in the first version of the Ten Commandments, too.
No. Well, the remake. She has a connection with the remake.
She has a connection. Other than being in it, you mean?
I never heard of this woman.
No, we don't know.
She's Cecil B. DeMille's daughter-in-law.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here's my second question. What was the first miniature British toy to hit it big in the U.S. after World War II?
The first miniature British toy to hit it big in the U.S. after World War II. Well, okay. Was it any kind of one of those miniature cars?
Yes, you're on the right track.
Like one of those little MG toys?
Nope.
I had one of those.
Little wind-up? Does it have a wind-up mechanism?
It was die-cast.
It was die-cast. So it was a kind of a car. Oh, like a London taxi or something like that?
No, it was a 1/64 scale.
Well, I knew it wasn't a real thing. But, let's see. But it was it a little car of some kind?
Yeah, it was a little car.
Okay. An early hot car.
And it wasn't an MG, you say?
No.
And it
what,
was it a Jaguar?
No.
How about a bus?
It was a series of toys.
Oh, yeah.
A double-decker bus.
Good one.
Nope.
All right, we give up.
It was Matchbox Cars.
Ah.
Oh, all right.
What, I didn't hear. What?
Matchbox Cars. You know.
Oh, yes, of right. course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Olive Deering.
Olive Deering, yeah. You work on that.
The great Olive Deering.
All right. Where is the largest statue of Lenin in the United States?
John or Vladimir?
Vladimir.
Okay.
I'm just looking for a city.
Gee.
Where would you find the largest statue of Lenin in the United States?
L.A.
Nope.
Because everything there is large, I don't know.
My Uncle Sam's backyard. This is the radical wig of the family.
Oh, really?
That's
oh, no, it's not. Yeah, good guess, Steve.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Not Moscow, Idaho.
Madison, Wisconsin.
No, not Madison, Wisconsin.
Would we be surprised that it's in the city you say? Because politically it would be a surprise?
That's interesting. It's not in Oklahoma City, yeah. I suppose there's a little of that involved. So in what city would you find the largest statue of Lenin in the U.S.? There are actually a few.
How large is it?
It's
life-size or bigger?
It's bigger than life-size. Hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Larger than life.
And second question, what is the least, get one guess, what is the least visited country in Europe?
The least visited?
By, you know, in tourism volume.
Andorra.
No.
Okay.
Liechtenstein.
You're right.
Really?
They can't find
Very good. 53,000.
Right. On the map. 53,000 visitors.
53,000 last year. All right, I'll give you one more then. What is the most visited public space in the United States?
You mean, is this a tourist spot?
Yeah, you could consider it a tourist spot, I guess.
Like Times Square?
Times Square is it. Okay.
It's not like Times Square.
It is Times Square.
Give me a bell.
35 million people last year.
Somebody counts them.
Yes. Wow. So where is the largest statue of Lenin in the United States?
How about New York City for the statue of Lenin?
No.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. Sparky and Maddie, how are you all doing?
Good.
Lori, your question about Minnie the Moocher.
Yeah, I want some singing.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Skiddly-woo, skiddly-woo, skiddly-woo-woo-woo-woo.
Excellent. All right, don't overdo it.
I was thinking back also from his version on the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Definitely did that skiddly-woo.
Yeah, you got the skiddly-boo. Very good.
And I think I'll stop before my mouth quits itself.
That was great.
All right.
We're done.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. You are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from Diablo Valley College, teacher Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. Who was the first president to have Hail to the Chief played for him?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like your kind of question.
I have read this someplace. Right. And I'd just be guessing, right? I have to think this through.
Okay.
Woodrow Wilson.
No.
Okay. It just came to me.
I think it is 20th century. Hoover.
No.
Are we in the right century?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. Mm.
Don't you know?
Oh. No, I know.
All right. And
as I recall, when I read this, it was his wife that kind of, I don't know if she commissioned the tune or but she insisted that it be played for him.
Kind of a Lady Macbeth kind of thing.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
Was it?
I don't know anything about
it. Do you know
her.
About the composition? Was it original? Was
I don't
it
know
written
about
as
that.
Hail to the
That's
Chief?
A good question,
no,
too.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either.
It's an old British drinking song.
Yeah, like all of them.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it sounds like a church.
It's a good
song.
Tune. Yeah, it does sound like it. Yeah.
And let's go to a call.
Hoist those kegs, mates.
Beer time.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. It's Justin in San Francisco.
Hi, Justin.
Hi. Just calling to give an answer to nonsensical lyrics to a song.
Yes. Excellent.
From the Jetsons.
What do you got?
Eep, ork, ah. That means I love you.
That's very
like that.
Good.
Good job.
Yeah. And do you know what modern group, I'm calling it a pop group, re-recorded it?
I have no idea.
All right, we'll leave it out there for people.
Okay.
Very good.
You can wear that as a badge of honor.
Yes, you can. Tell your friends.
Have a good show, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And Laurie, your turn.
All right. Well, Phil Spector's been in the news because HBO did a interesting film.
It was
film
better than I thought it was going to be.
Written by David Mamet.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a disclaimer that it was mostly fictional. But anyway, I want to know, I looked up, did a little research on Phil Spector. I have two questions. One, he produced 5 songs that became number one on the American Billboard charts, 4 of them by groups, 1 of them by an individual. See what you know about that. And he had a bit part in 1 movie. Just 1 movie, as far as I could find out. Played a, well, I won't even give you a hint there. What movie was he in, and what
Did he play himself?
He was not named in the movie.
Oh, okay.
It was that much of a cameo. The 5 songs are all really well known.
Is one of them a Beatles song? Because he did produce.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. One of them is a Beatles song, which surprised me. It's mentioned in the show.
Okay. All right.
So there's a Beatles song, and then there's 4 others, 3 by groups, 1 by an individual. And then in what movie did he have a prominent cameo? He was well known for this little thing that he did.
And would it give it away to say somebody else who was in the film?
Yes, it would. yeah, for sure. I'll give that clue out later, but yeah, it would give it away.
Okay.
It would tip its hand completely.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, this is David from Emeryville.
Hi, David.
Hey. Hey, would that statue of Lenin be in Las Vegas?
There is a statue. That's interesting you should say that. There is a statue of Lenin in Las Vegas.
Wow.
It's in a place in Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay.
But
Red
it's
Square?
I'm sorry?
Red Square.
Yeah, the Red Square. Though I understand that's been closed. I mean, it's but that wasn't the largest one anyway. But I did read that there was one there.
Okay. All right. I tried.
Well, thank you, though.
There's a Red Square in Mandalay Bay
restaurant.
Thank you for completely wild.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Karen in Oakland.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, I'm so old I can remember the lyrics to Chicory Chick Up to the Bridge.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Chicory chick, chala chala, chekala romi, in a bananica, bollica wallica, can't you see? Chicory chick is me.
Oh, that was
good job.
Perfect.
That was really great. Thank you.
The older I get, the more I remember.
Yeah, there are a few perks to getting older.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was delightful.
And let's see here. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. Well, last week I asked the 10 most common words in Western movie titles. And I'm not talking about the and I'm just talking about the. So now I have the 10 most common words in comedy film titles. Okay. American comedy film titles. What are the 10 most common words? I'll give you each 2 guesses. So once more, what are the 10 most common words in American comedy film titles? And obviously, I'm not looking for the or and.
How about love?
Love. That's, yes. Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Love is number 1.
Funny.
No.
How about met?
What?
Like when Harry met Sam.
Oh, no.
Okay. Wild.
No. All right. So again, I'm looking for the 10 most common words in American comedy film titles. No, no, the or and.
How about Sally?
No. I think that's just one or two. So see what you can come up with there. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Eddie from Oakland.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi. I think one of the countries where people are constitutionally guaranteed the right to bear arms is Mexico.
Correct.
Very good.
One more.
Not sure about the next one. It could be Canada.
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Canada is much too sane
it's
for
an interesting
that.
Fact. Only three countries.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you say two or three?
Well,
three,
the U.S.
Well, oh, I see.
Including the United States. States. Yeah. Right.
For now. next call. We're working on that. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
And I have another nonsense song that was sung to me when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was Maresy Dotes and Dozy Dotes and Little Lambsy Divey. Kiddly Divey too, wouldn't you?
Right.
Excellent. That's fun.
And Jerry, it's your turn.
Well, I have to recuse you from this, Dana, because it's like...
It's all right. I'm recusing you from something later on.
What famous stage musical became two different movie musicals with two totally different scores, but using the same story?
You stole that idea from me.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh. So start it again.
You have to listen carefully. What famous stage musical later became two different separate movie musicals with two totally different scores, but using the same story?
So a total of three different scores, the original and the two remakes?
One of the movie musicals, I think it's the first one, uses the original stage score, most of the songs anyway. And then the other thing, one I think was later, wasn't it?
I don't know, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't have enough to work with here. You don't know this? I thought you said I stole the...
You stole the general idea.
Oh.
The remake idea. So maybe you're unrecused.
I'm not sure you're giving him enough.
Not unrecused.
All right.
Well...
Give us more of a hint. Composer,
well,
star.
If I tell you who's in them, you'll get it.
How about the years or something like that?
I don't know the years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Decade?
I don't think that... I think they're probably 60s, I would guess.
Are they all well known?
One of them is... The one with the same title is a stage musical, but the other one is not very well known, although it has two or three major stars in it.
I still don't know.
Two of whom you don't think of as singers.
Mm. All right.
That's a good one for the audience.
And because we don't know it.
Sloughing it off.
And,
absolutely.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Dana, for your question with regards to movies, would she's, he's, and all be any of the guesses?
Oh, for the 10 most common words in comedy film titles?
Yes.
All right, once more, please.
She's, he's, and all?
None of them.
Oh, wow.
And then, Lori, for your question about Phil Spector,
yes.
Would it be one of Keith Richards' girlfriend's group, the Spectors, Ronnie Spector's group, Be My Baby?
It wasn't Be My Baby.
I think that
made it to number two. I have the whole list there.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, I'll listen. That's
yeah.
Interesting.
They're all good answers. That's a good answer, but that didn't hit number one, amazingly.
Great. I'll listen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, Be My Baby came out number two by the Ronettes in 1963.
Oh.
Almost made it.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radul from the Carnero.
Hi.
I got a couple of answers, or guesses actually, as opposed to answers. Could the statue of Lenin be in Berkeley?
It is not in Berkeley. Well, yeah, I thought you understand your reasoning, but no.
One of the countries that gives you the right to arm bearers, would that be Afghanistan?
No, it is not.
Okay. I have a question regarding movie roles. give you the character name, and you tell me who played it in the movie.
Okay.
Hatfield.
Who?
Hatfield.
Hatfield was, if we're thinking of the same Hatfield, is John Carradine in Stagecoach.
Right. Got that one. How about Rocky Sullivan?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Oh, Rocky Sullivan is James Cagney in Angels with Dirty Faces.
Oh, man, two in a row.
Nice.
How about Link Appleyard?
Oh.
This is one for Jerry.
Jerry just whipped him into a
Is it a musical?
No.
Link Appleyard. Link,
is he a newspaper person?
No, but...
Oh, is this... I don't want to answer it if you want me to.
Well, you know, he was... Jerry answered... Used this as an answer. I think it was in last week's or the week before.
Oh, maybe it's not the one I'm thinking of then.
Link Appleyard. Hmm.
Is this Andy Devine in Man Who Shot Liberty Valance?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, I thought Jerry would, you know.
Oh, because... Yeah,
right. That was his answer for everything.
That's a good answer.
And how about John Stryker?
That's John Wayne in Sands of Iwo Jima.
Right.
Oh, God.
Very good.
And one last one, Tom Donovan.
Oh, that's John Wayne in... Oh, is
that's the same
Man Who Shot Liberty Valance?
Well, there, see, it was Jerry again.
I'm sorry, I've let you down terribly.
So anyway, that's all I have.
Try me again.
You know, in the past, I thanked you for Dana for a great show. But if it wasn't for Jerry and Laurie and Steve and the rest of them, it wouldn't be as good as it is.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
If you must thank them too.
Thank you very much. You must.
Thank you. All right.
He's on retainer. Bye-bye.
Great to hear.
Never call back again. No, I'm just... So, let's see. Lori, I think it's your turn.
I think it's my turn. All right, I'm going to add one more to the nonsense lyrics here. What nonsense little phrase comes before these lines? I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. It's a very famous two-word little nonsense thing. That's my little bonus lyric question. My other question is about San Francisco history. I was looking at a book from 1938 called Your Introduction to San Francisco. Mm. And what do these terms have in common in San Francisco history? Tuxedo, juniper, butcher town, hemlock, and mohawk.
All prefixes, telephone prefixes.
That's correct.
Oh, very good.
That's very good. Yeah, that's really good. All right, let me give you another one from the same era.
Butcher town was a telephone?
Butcher town, isn't that great?
A prefix, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's like Butchertown 8.
Yeah, I didn't know. I had never heard Butchertown. I knew Juniper and Tuxedo.
Atwater.
What were the others again?
Juniper, Tuxedo, Butchertown, Hemlock, and Mohawk. And other ones.
Oh, Mohawk, I never heard
of. Yeah, there was Fillmore and Valencia, some that would be more
Fillmore,
expected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do these names have in common, since you got that so quickly? Nina Foley, Nellie Gaffney, Carolyn Kelsey, and Davis Schonwasser. They all have something very particular in common.
They're all Irish, but the last one.
No. Well, maybe.
But it's San Francisco.
It's San Francisco history in a book that was put out in
1938. Read those again, please.
Yeah, would you?
Nina Foley, Nellie Gaffney, Carolyn Kelsey, and Davis Schonwasser.
Anything to do with street names?
No.
We did have a habit of naming streets after prostitutes.
Well, I think these women weren't prostitutes. Okay. I don't know for sure.
All right.
Anyway, somebody out there, somebody who's been around San Francisco and knows its history, I think
Nina
will know these.
Foley?
Nina Foley, Nellie Gaffney, Carolyn Kelsey, and Davis Schonwasser.
Is this 19th century we're talking about?
Yeah, the book was in 1938, and it was indicating things you could visit in San Francisco then, or celebrities or other things.
Okay.
So these were prominent names.
In 1938?
Yes.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Are you implying these people were alive in 1938?
I'm not going to say.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. This is Rose in San Francisco. Hi. And is the city in the United States with the largest Lenin statue Seattle?
It is Seattle.
Wow.
Very
Hooray.
Good.
It pays to read my guidebook. I even read how it got there, but I don't remember that right now. I've got the book up here. I'll probably look it up.
It later. Was done for a city in Czechoslovakia during when the communists were ruling Czechoslovakia. And obviously they got rid of a lot of those things at the fall of communism. And somebody in the United States bought it and had it cut into three pieces and shipped it over here and put it in the Fremont neighborhood of Seattle.
Right. I think I probably even saw it along with the Trollhunders Bridge.
Right. Yes. Yes. Very
okay.
Good.
Thank you.
How
Bye.
Big is it?
It's bigger than life size.
Wow.
I've seen a picture of it. Yeah. It's on Wikipedia. If anybody wants to look at it, there's a Lenin statue in Seattle. Just look under that and you can see it. Okay, good. Glad you got that. All right. So we are about halfway through. So let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet, and then I'll do mine.
Okay. Who was the first president to have Hail to the Chief played for him? And I'm looking for one other country besides Mexico and the United States that have a constitutional right to bear arms. We have the U.S. and Mexico. Mm. And finally, the somewhat complicated movie question. What very famous stage musical later became two different movie musicals with two totally different scores but using the same story, and one of them has the same title as the stage musical? And one of them has, the second remake has two leads who are not really, you don't think of as singers.
Mm, okay.
Mine are, in the nonsense lyrics, we're looking for one line from Minnie the Moocher that hasn't been said. We're looking for the kind of contemporary group that covered the Jetstreamer piece, the Eep, Op, Ork, Aha. We're looking for the line, the two-word nonsense syllables that come before, I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me, girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. And the song is hooked on a feeling. And then we have the Phil Spector songs. He produced five number one hits. Dana's indicated one is by the Beatles, but we don't know the name of that one yet, and the four others. And then he made a cameo in a very well-known movie. And last, what are the significance of these names in 1938 San Francisco history? Nina Foley, Nellie Gaffney, Carolyn Kelsey, and Davis Schoenwasser.
Davis Schoenwasser?
That's what it says here.
Okay. D-A-V-I-S?
Yeah, that's what I typed.
Okay.
So there's a slight chance I typed it wrong, but I don't think so.
Okay. And I have a list of the 10 most common words that you would find in a comedy film, American comedy film title. And I'm not talking about the or and. I'll give you an example. The number one word which somebody got was love. So what are the other 9 most common words you would find in an American feature comedy film title? And let's see. Was that it? I guess that's it.
How about the word made? M-A-D-E?
No.
Or have?
No.
Huh.
And that is it. Okay. So, it's my turn. I'm going to play that in just a minute. And first, I'm going to ask this question. So, this is according to spell check, which we all have and have used. I have a list of the 5 most common typos in English.
Ooh.
These are the 5 most common typos according to spell check in English. They're all quite common words, as you might expect, that otherwise they wouldn't be quite so such common typos. So I'll give you a couple guesses each.
And when they're mistyped, are they still words?
You can just give me either the word that they mean to say or the word that they end up saying or any variation on the above.
Well, what about there, and there?
Yes.
Okay.
There and there.
There and there.
And how about it's and it's?
No. No.
Okay. So do any involve punctuation? Like
Punctuation in terms of...
Well, like it's and it's, because it wouldn't...
No.
The letters...
No.
Okay, so
no.
They're all more... Okay.
It's basic spellings.
How about a lot?
No, that's good. That's good. Number 3, as to give Jerry credit, is there and there. There, T-H-E-R is... T-H-E-R-E, excuse me, is an adverb, and T-H-E-I-R
and then there's T-H-E-Y-R-E, but that's...
But they're only, yeah, they're only
yeah,
talking
that's
about
punctuation.
There.
Okay.
So again, these
that's
are
good.
The, according to spell check, these are the 5 most common typos in English. There you go. And you an English teacher.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I think of those as not typos. People don't know them, so they type them incorrectly.
as well, a, I think good a typo.
Give people the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes they do know it, and they're just in a hurry. Yeah,
well, none of my students would ever do that.
Oh, all right. I'm sure that's true.
Those listing, check your theirs.
Now, I'm going to play you about like a minute and a quarter of this. I'm going to recuse Jerry. He may answer at the end of the show if he knows what it is. So this is quite a lovely song, but I'm more interested in the singer. So identify the singer of this song. It's originally from a Broadway show.
Any hints besides?
No.
Okay. Marcel Marceau.
Wait a minute, here we go. Are you ready? Okay, he has to recue it. So in the meantime, Jerry, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, well, this is for Dana. I mean, this is for Lori, not for Dana.
Sports.
And other baseball heads out there.
Oh, good.
The Giants have a good shot at winning a second world championship in a row. What was the last National League team to win two consecutive World Series titles?
Ooh. This is a long time ago. Is this the Cardinals?
No.
You can guess.
If you can get the years.
I could.
If I can't get the teams.
No,
I
know.
Yeah. But it's more than 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I think it is. I was confident in my Cardinals answer, so now I'm shaking. All right.
Okay. Why don't you repeat the question, Jerry?
The Giants have a good shot at winning a second world championship in a row. What was the last National League team to win two consecutive World Series titles?
So how about the Dodgers?
No. You're out of guesses.
I should be out of guesses.
All right, we can play this now. Now, so again, what I'm looking for, this is a song from a moderately successful Broadway show, though the song has had some life on its own. And I'm interested in who the woman singing is.
Before Lord God made the sea or the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone, and the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for a little dark star in the wind down there. And he stayed and promised he'll take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the star and the clouds lower and darken here, so long as the Lord God watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary.
Yes.
Is this somebody who's not a singer?
No, it actually is somebody who was a singer.
Who's best known for singing?
Probably.
Okay.
She sounds fairly old.
Well, the recording
is not as old as you would think, but I think it was a private recording, and which is why it has that pop on it. So I'm sorry for
the
surface
noise. No, not because
of
that, because of her voice.
Oh.
I didn't mean the recording.
I think this is wrong, but she sounded like Marlene Dietrich.
It is not Marlene Dietrich.
Okay. It sounded like someone. So, is it someone whose English was their second language?
Yes, it is. It is.
Sure.
And it's quite a famous person. I mean, a famous person
and a famous performer.
Yeah. But not known for singing necessarily, or
known for singing in
clubs.
Certainly, a considerable part of their career. Yeah,
in clubs more than on stage.
I'd say more on stage
or on record. A lot of records.
Some records. Yeah.
Was this person a movie star too?
A few movies, but no, not a movie star, per se.
But I have a hunch, but I'll
but
wait.
A recognizable name, a very recognizable name. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Nope. Okay, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Keith Neely in Alameda.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, I have several answers.
Okay.
Is the most commonly misspelled word T-E-H?
You're absolutely right.
Oh, good.
What is it?
Typo.
T-E-H instead of T-H-E.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay.
And I do it all the time.
Okay. And the name for, in the comedy, common name, Great?
No, not Great.
Okay, and Right to Bear Arms, Switzerland?
No, Dana guessed that, not Switzerland.
Oh, I missed that. And Hail to the Chief Eisenhower?
No, pretty good guess.
Okay, and a nonsense song. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang.
Very good.
I didn't ask that, but that's an excellent. That was really good.
What's the name of that?
That's The Witch Doctor. Is that what it is? Is that The Witch Doctor?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
People are, this is great. People are spontaneously calling it with nonsense lyrics.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I see. I have really two very short questions. One, the state with the least health, I mean, people in this state are so unhealthy that half of people over 60 lost all of their teeth. Which state?
Lost all of their what?
Teeth.
Teeth.
Oh, my God.
They overweight, have the most overweight people, the poorest people in a way, and they are so unhealthy.
What state or country did you think?
Well,
state,
I mean...
It's a state. American state.
West Virginia.
West, yeah.
You're very clever. Very good. Okay. West Virginia is unbelievable. Half people over 60 lost all of their teeth.
I mean, there could be other reasons for that other than a bad diet.
I think poverty is part
meth.
Of it.
Yeah.
Meth, yeah.
Meth.
The second question, I heard that in your own KLAW show last week. Which have a smellier fart, men or women?
Which, I'm sorry?
Smellier, if you have more smelly farts, men or women?
Women.
Women.
Yes, I heard something about that on the
Yeah,
on the
what
radio.
Show? What
show? It was on Fresh Air.
Yes.
Fresh Air,
so
yes.
Speak,
okay, I see where you're going with this.
Oh, that woman that wrote the book, Gulp?
Yes.
All right.
Mary Roach's latest book.
Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye.
Her books are probably great, but unreadable.
Gulp.
No, they're fabulous.
Gulp is the
Gulp
book.
Is the Gulp,
yes. I said. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And next call?
50-50 chance on that.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is this me?
It is you.
Hello, this is Hilda.
Hi, Hilda.
Hello, I have some answers. I would like to clean up if I can.
Okay.
First is one of the words in the comedy, is it wedding?
No, not wedding.
Ooh. Oh.
Good guess.
Okay. How about, for the baseball question, how about the big red machine, the Cincinnati Red.
Wow, you know your baseball.
Good.
That's right.
I
spend a lot of time in my apartment with my Comcast and my cat.
Oh, I thought maybe you came from Cincinnati. Yeah, the Cincinnati Reds of 1975 and 76.
Big red machine.
Good job.
Very good, very good.
Also, I also like girl groups from the 60s, so I know that He's a Rebel was a number one song.
It was. Do you remember the name of the group?
Is that the Ronettes?
It was the Crystals, but very good. He's a Rebel, 62.
And I could also sing a little bit. Hori, 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 hori.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now,
that was the meaning of the mooch or what?
Really? Oh, that too. I also have a question, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I have some small towns in America where movies were filmed, and if you could please tell me which movies were filmed there.
Oh, that's good.
Well, we can try. Go ahead.
Okay. First is Petaluma, California. The second is Snoqualmie, Washington. The third is Astoria, Oregon. And the fourth is Dyersville, Iowa. And I will say that Snoqualmie, Washington was a movie and also a TV show.
Was that Twin Peaks?
That is correct. Twin Peaks is the quality of Washington.
Yeah.
Is Astoria, I know they film sometimes a Great Notion around there.
Did you say Astoria, Oregon, though, not
Astoria, Oregon. Oregon, yeah.
Astoria, Oregon. I don't know what that is. So, no.
Okay.
But maybe that could be true.
How about,
Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, though. The
one
Ken Kesey.
The Cuckoo's Nest? No?
For which one?
Astoria, Oregon.
Oh, maybe that too?
No, I think that was in around Salem someplace. I'm sorry, what were the other ones he wants more?
Petaluma.
The two other ones are Petaluma, California, and Dyersville, Iowa.
Petaluma, California. Dyersville, is that where Field of Dreams, maybe?
That is correct, Field of
Dreams.
Very
good.
Good. How about the egg and I for Petaluma?
That's good.
Where was the Hitchcock film, the one?
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
Close, yeah.
Oh, you mean the birds or the Shadow of a
Not the birds, Shadow of a Doubt.
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa, okay.
We don't know the others, I'm afraid.
Well, Petaluma, California is where they filmed American Graffiti.
Oh, okay.
That's
good.
Right.
Supposedly San Rafael, but then they moved it to Petaluma. And
American Beauty?
American Graffiti.
Oh, Graffiti. Oh, yeah. Yes. I thought that was Stockton. Wasn't that Stockton? I thought that was Stockton, I've always heard.
It's supposed to be Modesto.
Oh, Modesto. Supposed to be Modesto. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And the last one, Astoria, Oregon, maybe not known to you and people of your generation, but is where they filmed The Goonies. The movie The Goonies was all in Astoria, Oregon.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
The Greens?
The Goonies.
Oh,
yes. How about one of the
What
words?
Was that crack about our generation, huh? I'm very sensitive to that kind of thing.
In the comedies, we still only have the one word, right?
Yes, love is always.
Is the word other in there?
No.
How about girl?
Oh, no.
Boy.
Yes, girl. I'm sorry.
Girl, of course.
I apologize.
Girl,
and
girl.
What about boy?
No, not boy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Did anybody get Phil Spector's movie?
Not yet,
no.
Oh, well, he was the customer in the back of the limo at the end of the runway in Easy Rider.
He absolutely
was.
Oh,
very good. Interesting.
Very good.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
And I have a question.
Yes.
About an Italian artist, a sculptor named Buonarroti.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me the name of any one of his works of art?
You mean Michelangelo?
The very one.
Yes, yeah. The Pieta.
Statue of David.
Get a bill.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot.
Good night.
Bye-bye. And let's see. Who's? Is it your turn? Yeah, Jerry, I think it's your turn. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I think I have to recuse you again, Dana, but... Who is the only man to ever defeat FDR in a national election?
Well, I don't know. He didn't lose any presidential elections, did he? Oops, Dana's
I'll let you answer this at the end, because obviously you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a trick here that I'm missing?
No, it's not trick.
He ran for president and lost?
It's very easy. Who is the only man to ever defeat FDR in a national election?
So is it Hoover?
No.
I'm missing something here. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Illy at Parkside.
Hi.
Your singer, could that be Lottie Lenier?
It is Lottie Lenier.
Oh,
very good.
Yeah, one of Kurt Weill's songs.
Yes, obviously that's from Lost in the Stars. That's
yes, I think that's the flip side of a little 78 I have of September song with Walter Huston.
Yes,
wow.
Yes. Her husband was playing the piano, by the way, and that's the Lost in the Stars from the same show of the same name. Yes, very good.
Very good. And also, I might have an answer. One of the group of people that you mentioned from 1938 San Francisco, I don't know the other names, but David Schonwasser was a little boutique that was on Sutter Street near Grant, and it was right across from the White House.
You know, that's exactly right. These were all names of women's clothing stores in downtown San Francisco.
Interesting.
Nina Foley, Nellie Gaffney, Carolyn Kelsey, and the one you knew, David Schonwasser.
Carolyn Kelsey, I've heard.
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Thank you.
David Schonwasser, I think, had some affiliation with the Weill family, and then he broke away from the White House.
Wow.
Interesting.
And none of them exist now, do they?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Very not good. Even the White House.
Good job on that.
The White House.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. And, Laura, do you have something quick you can throw in?
I do, I think. This is a variation on a question I asked before. There's five categories that get you a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame: TV, music, radio, film, and live performance. Only one person has five stars.
That was my question last
Jerry
week.
Jerry asked that last
oh,
week.
Oh, who was the answer?
Gene Autry.
Gene Autry. Okay. Yeah.
Good one.
Then here, okay, then there's four people who have four of the five stars.
He has a special star. I don't think he has five individual stars.
Gene?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I may be wrong, you may be right, but I heard it was...
And the ones who have four, there's some special ones. Did you ask that too?
Oh, yeah, I don't know the four.
Okay, so So four people have four of the five stars.
Bob Hope?
Yes, that's one of them.
Sinatra?
Nope.
Crosby?
Nope.
Not Crosby?
Crosby has three. Sinatra has three. They're all men. That's a hint. Oh, there's still 10 minutes, so people might call in.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is of the five categories: TV, music, radio, film, and live performance. Gene Autry is Jerry.
Yeah, I question Gene Autry's live performance record, but I mean, he must have done a lot of...
I think he did. I think
personal appearances.
He traveled around and did his... He had a live show that he did.
Okay.
You know, like a Wild West kind of thing where he also sang.
Yeah. Okay. I think he did. I think he was legit.
I think he probably made more money from that than he did from his movies, at least in the beginning.
I remember the radio show.
Oh, okay.
Melody Ranch.
Melody Ranch.
Yes.
So we're looking for three more people who have four of the five stars. Dana got Bob Hope.
And no, Jerry got Bob Hope.
Jerry got Bob Hope. Dana got none of them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay.
All right. Think about it. We'll take a call.
Okay. Judy Garland. Oh, you said they're all men.
Yeah, they're all men. And Judy Garland is
on
the list of three.
Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
Hi, and cleaning up Jerry's question about the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
The third country is Guatemala.
That is right. Mm. Guatemala. I'm very
I read
good.
The same opinion piece you did the other day.
Yeah, right. I guess that's where I got it. Uh-huh.
Do you guys have time for a few beer slogans?
You can try.
Since it's all guys tonight, you only go around once in life, so you got to grab for all the gusto you can.
Oh yeah, that's
all right. Eric, our board op got
that. These off.
Michelob.
No.
Oh, you're not drinking enough, Eric.
grab the gusto. I remember that very well.
Yeah, you only go around once.
Budweiser.
No.
Miller.
But another big name.
Miller.
But not Miller.
Not Miller. Not Bud.
What's a very sober Schlitz here?
Yes. If I'd known you were all such sober citizens.
Yeah, I see. Actually, I don't think Jerry drinks, and I don't drink.
I don't drink.
Laurie has to do the drinking for all three of us.
I can't do enough for you.
But if you've got the time, we've got the beer.
Did we get the first one?
No.
Okay.
You've got the time. Is that one that... I heard a little story about that Bob and Ray were doing commercials for
Peel's beer.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing obscure.
Okay.
Ernie and Harry Peel.
Yeah.
Ernie and Harry.
Time we got the beer.
All I know is the land of sky blue waters.
Hams.
Yeah. You're right. That was the next one.
Was the next one I anticipated.
I actually know all of that. Yeah. Hams.
From
the
land of sky blue waters.
You don't have to sing it, Jerry.
Yeah. They don't make hams anymore, do they?
I don't know.
I think so.
So you want me to tell you who the other two are?
Yeah, you better.
So you only go around once in life with Schlitz,
of course.
And if you've got the time, Miller's got the beer.
Miller's, okay.
All right, guys, you got to work harder.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We'll go out and have a few after.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What is the most visited church in the United States?
Oh, the one in New York, the big one in New York.
St. Patrick's.
Episcopalian Church in New York.
It's not in New York.
Which I've been to. It isn't in New York.
No.
How about the Chapel of Love in Las Vegas?
You know, I knew somebody was going to say that, but no, that's not it either.
I'm not sure it qualifies as a church.
Yeah, I'll hold this over next week, and if nobody gets it, what is the most visited single church in the United States?
Not in New York.
It is not in New York.
The Mormon Tabernacle Church.
It is.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that's
that was
St. John's Mormon Divine. Church. That's what I'm
it's an audience participation question.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Bubba Frisco, Dave.
Hello.
Somebody got my Lottie Lania, and it was only a guess on my part, but I did it through the connection with Kurt Weill.
Right.
I'm going to try some comedy title words.
Mm-hmm.
How about story?
No.
Last?
No.
Best?
No.
Huh? Well, that's a strikeout. Have a good week.
All right, thanks.
I have some comedy words. Andy Hardy. No. Dude, there's 10 right there. Oh, come on.
Love fine candy heart.
Yeah. And next call.
Jeez, for sure that was it.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
So, did Truman get Hail to the Chief?
No, it was not Truman.
Okay. The Phil Spector songs?
Yes.
Were the Supremes on the list?
No, okay. They're not. I don't think he produced them.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try for the comedy.
Yes.
My?
No.
Talk?
No.
How?
No.
And it's a mad world.
Oh, that's mad.
Mad,
no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not mad.
I'm not sure it's a romantic comedy.
I didn't say a romantic comedy. I said
oh,
comedy.
You just said comedy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, one question.
Yes.
What is the biggest Twitter city?
In the U.S. or?
In the U.S.
How do they measure? Most twits per capita?
All I know that I heard was that it is the city that twits the most.
Is it a major city?
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
No.
No.
But you're on the right side of the coast.
No. San Francisco.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We're number one.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Aren't we the best? Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Jim from El Sobrani.
Hi, Jim.
And is Hail to the Chief, was that FDR?
No, it's not.
Okay. Also, I have a nonsense song. It's Supercalifragilistic from the movie Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And somebody got the Lottie Lenya, but I've got a question for you regarding Lottie Lenya. Mm-hmm. What movie in the early 60s did she play? It was a fairly well-known movie. Did she play a villainess?
She was in From Russia with Love.
Yeah.
Colonel Rosa Krebs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had the little spike thing in her shoe.
That's the best James Bond film, in my opinion.
Oh, she was great. She was really creepy.
Good job. Thank you.
Well, thanks.
All right. Okay. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Hello. I'm Stuart in Oakland.
Hi, Stuart.
And you were looking for Ooga Chaka, Ooga Chaka.
I was. Very good. Ooga Chaka starts hooked on a feeling. Excellent reading, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm so glad somebody got that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ooga Chaka, indeed.
All right. Time to clean up here. Jerry.
Okay. The first man to have Hail, first president.
Was it Coolidge?
No, Tyler.
Tyler. Wow, really?
And the first, I'll let you answer this. Who is the only man ever to defeat FDR in a national election?
Warren G. Harding.
No.
Yes, Warren G. Harding was president, and then FDR, his vice president was Calvin Coolidge.
So it's I have it.
Election of 1920.
Oh, I have it reversed. Okay. Okay, I have right. Coolidge. Okay, yeah. Well. And the famous stage musical that had two remakes with the totally different scores with the same story is Wonderful Town, which became the movie Wonderful Town.
Right.
But there was a remake called My Sister Eileen.
Right.
Which was based on the original stories that inspired Wonderful Town. And that starred Jack Lemmon, Betty Garrett, and Janet Leigh.
Ruth McKinney,
yeah.
Right.
New Yorker stories, I think.
And Eileen was married to Nathaniel Ruth. West.
Oh.
Yeah, she was.
What's her name again?
Eileen was married to the real Eileen was married to Nathaniel.
I mean, the author of the stories?
Yeah, The Day of the
Locust.
What
was her name again?
Ruth McKinney, the two sisters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, the Phil Spector songs that were number one in reverse chronological order is To Know Him Is to Love Him by the Teddy Bears, You've Lost That Loving Feeling by the Righteous Brothers.
That's the only one I knew.
The Beatles one is The Long and Winding Road and For You Blue on the Other Side. Mm. And then he produced My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, which I think is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three other people have four stars besides Bob Hope are Mickey Rooney, Roy Rogers, and, then this surprised me, Tony Martin. That's it for me.
Tony Martin?
Yeah, Tony Martin.
Okay, the 10 most common words in comedy, American comedy film titles. Love, show, man, night, comedy, life, day, little, girl, big.
Mm. Somebody said girl, didn't they?
I said girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I just included them all. Yeah. According to spell check, these are the five most common typos in English. We had T-E-H for the... we have the lose and loose,
yeah.
There and there, advise and advice, definitely and definitely, which is just a misspelling. So if we don't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from Davao Valley College, Lori Fisher. I've been your moderator, Dan Rodriguez. Our thanks to Eric Jansen and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. And we will be back next Sunday at 7. I believe Leah Garchik will be here then. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other?